Third Eye Blind and Semi-Charmed Life, an all-track flashback here at 94.9 The River with Ken Bass and Tim Johnstone. We just beautified the studios a little bit. We have two lovely ladies in studio with us, Patty Murphy, Elaine Ambrose, local authors besides other things they've been doing.
That's right.
Treasure Valley. You just had some love books, romance books, something coming out just
Daily recently? Erotica.
Daily Erotica, uh-huh. That's what it was. What was that, just last year?
Wasn't that long
I'm
ago?
Sure you read it every night to your wife. Out loud.
I guess I am now.
Just happened to have a copy.
Yeah, there we go. But you guys are working on something now called, well, Momisms. We've heard of Momisms before, but you're doing local compilations, is what it is?
Yes, it's a compilation of Idaho Momisms from, you know, folks that live here. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it to raise some money for the Women and Children's Alliance, which is having their 100th anniversary next year.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So we're pulling together 100 quotes that we all heard from our mothers, such as, "I hope you have children just like you." And when my mom said that to me, I said, "Well, great."
And then I love raising me.
Really? And then she would also say, "Who do you think you are?" And I'd always answer, "Well, Elaine." And then she would say, "Don't get smart with me." And I'd wonder, why not? So we're just taking
all... Isn't that the whole point?
Really? All the things our mothers said to
one
us.
One momism leads to another, actually, basically.
Well, and a lot of moms say the same things. You kind of wonder how they all learn the same momism, you know? I mean, a lot of moms say the things like, be sure to wear clean underwear in case you get in an accident and have to go to the hospital and, you know, all that stuff. So it's pretty... Moms say some very interesting things to children.
So some of these become almost generic, but you're looking for some more... I guess colloquial momisms, right?
Right, because we've all heard them. And then in this book, we are going to be selling it around Mother's Day, and all the proceeds will go to the Women's and Children's Alliance. It's a great project.
Are you going to interview any famous Idahoans, you know, governors and people like that?
Or? We do have some famous people in there, and we're not saying.
Oh. It's a secret.
Okay.
Well, have you heard your mom when you were a kid, did she ever say, "Don't make me stop this car"?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what would happen?
Actually, Dad said that.
Yeah, well, what would happen if they stopped the car? So what?
They get back there and beat the tar out of it?
Something like that, right.
I know. Well, we shut up because we didn't know what would happen if she ever stopped the car. But that's the whole philosophy behind this book, is finding some cute, clever quotes that will make people smile, it'll be inspirational, and a little bit sassy.
And everybody's got their own momism. Whatever people remember their mom saying as they were growing
right.
up. And we're getting some really crazy, funny ones.
So I remember, I tried to think of this when you talked to me on the phone about this. I couldn't remember anything really stuck out. Except my mom used to say, "Hit dog always hollers."
What?
Okay.
And that's a Southern thing. And I think it meant that, you know, if you were guilty, then you'd, you'd end up shouting it out.
Send that in for the book.
You should send it in. Yeah. And you too can be in this wonderful book.
That's a Tennessee thing. It has nothing to do with Idaho.
So. Well, but you're in Idaho.
Oh. Okay,
well, again, one of the reasons we're here is we need more submissions, and we're closing it on November 30th. So they can just send it to our website. It's mymomisms.com, and we will consider that for publication in the book.
Okay.
Very cool.
Mymomisms.com.
Right.
Okay, and you have till the 30th to get those in.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
All right, you guys. Well, good luck on this endeavor. It's for a worthy cause, and we can't wait to see what you come up with.
And we can't wait to see your submissions.
Oh, dear. Look forward to seeing the end result next
Thank
year.
Thank you.
Just in time for Mother's Day next year, right?
Right.
Okay, very good.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Here's Robert Plant on the river.